It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. As always, if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we talked about gas prices yesterday and how OPEC is going to go ahead and lower production 100,000 barrels per day. And with that, we did have gas prices actually drop over the holiday weekend, but it might be one of the last times we're seeing them drop as OPEC is starting to reduce their production. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Other top stories here for you to start off on a Tuesday. Remember yesterday, one of the big stories was that former President Trump, was granted a special master to review the items confiscated by the FBI. According to one of the top stories today from Vox, V-O-X, not Fox, the special master decision could delay the FBI investigation into Trump by years. It's like, wow, really? Apparently it could be delayed for several months or even years because this special, I don't know why it'd be years. I was trying to find that out, but apparently, so this special master can now review all the documents. So it's true that the investigation could be delayed if the special master doesn't review the documents quick enough. If that makes sense, that's essentially what it goes on to, is the special master, while they are reviewing the documents, the FBI will not be able to use those documents to do their investigation. Oh, okay. So how long will it take for them to review that? That's the big question. Continue on here. Other news: the UN inspectors have called for a protection zone for the Ukrainian power plant that has been compromised. They also said that they looked at it. They said the power plant indicates, their investigation of the power plant indicated that there was violated nuclear standards. And so this goes back to the whole thing with, Ukraine and Russia war, how Russia may be committing war crimes. That's what it comes back down to again. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Continuing on here, some other top stories. The Liz Truss, she is the new Prime Minister of the UK, and she outlined her top priorities in her very first speech today. She was just voted in yesterday. And she vowed to tackle energy crisis and the alien economy. And she said that she was voted in as a conservative. She's going to rule as a conservative, or she's going to like guide as a conservative. But she's going to focus on tax cuts and the energy crisis and the alien economy. So those are some of the things from Liz Truss, the new UK Prime Minister. Then there is a one of the other big stories today. Uvalde children have returned to school for the first time. Some kids are refusing to go back to the classrooms, but by the way, they're not attending the same school. They're having the kids attend school in a different school that's miles down the road. Just too much. I don't know what they're gonna do with the high school or with the middle school, but right now they're attending a different building than where the actual shooting happened. Cedar Point is retiring the Top Thrill Dragster roller coaster. The Top Thrill Dragster roller coaster is the second tallest roller coaster in the world, and they announced today they are permanently closing it. This came about after a woman was injured last year on it. It's been in operation for 19 years, and I guess this thing goes 0 to 120 miles an hour in 4 seconds. And last year, as it was stopping or coming down towards the end of its acceleration, a metal piece broke off the roller coaster and ended up hitting a woman in the head. She was severely injured, had to be taken to the hospital. And so it's been closed ever since then, which was like August of last year. And so I guess after they did a bunch of research and reviews and inspections, they just decided it wasn't safe any longer after 19 years of operation. So it is being shut down for good. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident right now. This is going to be in Navarre Parkway in the eastbound direction. The accident is at the scene of Harvest Village Court and Navarre Parkway. It's right in front of the neighborhood Walmart, but it is backing up a good bit. So keep that in mind if you're moving eastbound in Navarre. You're going to see that slow-moving traffic there. Other than that, 98 is moving just typical throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, not showing anything to slow you down. And we have nothing to delay you on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, or Fairfield. If you see something else on the roads slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Some of the other top stories going on here. Governor Newsom over in California warns that their blackout risk is very real and immediate as they continue to have burdens on the electric grid. We've talked about that since Friday, that here a week after Governor Newsom signed a bill banning gas-powered vehicles from being sold by 2035. Within a week later, they said, oh, and by the way, stop charging your electric vehicles. It's putting too much strain on our electric grid. And now he comes out today and says a blackout risk is very real in the state. President Biden's administration has unveiled a plan for bolstering semiconductor production. Remember, this is something they've been trying to push for quite some time. Speaking of California, by the way, California has a new fast food law that could pay workers a minimum of $22 an hour in the state of California. $22 an hour to work fast food in California. Okay. And last one here in California, they got a lot of things in the news here. LA school district is scrambling right now because they were hit with a cyber attack that's caused several disruptions to their technical system. Schools are still open, but I guess they're having to battle this cyber attack right now. And finally, Elon Musk and Twitter facing off at a wide-ranging hearing going on. Twitter asked Elon Musk to turn over texts from the first 6 months of 2022. And, of course, he's wanting them to get him additional information about all of their fake accounts. So those are a lot of top stories going on today, the day after Labor Day. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local. Let's get a quick break. Come back here with top trending news with David. We're talking about one of the top stories is that Cedar Point is taking the second highest roller coaster, second tallest roller coaster in the world. They're going to shut it down permanently now. I got a text here says, I heard on the news they're going to tear it down and rebuild a new one, which is why I don't understand. Why would you tear it down in the first place? I mean, it's 20 years old. So maybe there's new technology now that they can't grandfather it in. There's probably some new construction policies of how to build something that tall. New anchoring systems that are required, and to reinforce it to new building standards probably be more expensive than just tearing it down and building new. That would be my guess. I don't know for sure. And we were just talking about one of the other top stories. California trying to get $22 an hour for fast food workers. No matter how much people decide to pay for their fast food workers, it still doesn't fix the fact that I always get the wrong order. Well, and that's why maybe a lot of the places are switching from people to computers and AI and robots to handle everything. That's what's going to happen. You keep pushing this more and more and more. We've already seen it. We've already seen it with $15 an hour. How many fast food places do you see now that have just kiosks? You walk in and there's a kiosk to take your order. You put in your order that way. Or they even just tell you now. I pulled up to a drive-thru recently, and the lady, I couldn't believe it. She was, I was waiting for a, can I take your order? And instead she said, did you order on our app? And I was like, no. And she goes, okay, I would recommend ordering on the app and just get back in line. I was like, what? I just left. But because I didn't have their app downloaded, I wasn't going to wait to download the app, then log in, then do all this stuff. But I mean, that was like, this fast food place was like, I'd recommend using our app, order your food that way, and then just pull up and give us your name. I'm like, okay, so you don't even want to take my order? All right. I mean, I guess that's what we're doing now. All right. So it's pretty bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Hey, if you want a chance to see Florida State Seminole football, a lot of people talking about their back after their win against LSU. Well, each week of a home game, just listen to this show on Thursday nights and Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on Friday mornings for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Florida State Seminole football. So all you got to do is when you hear the FSU war chant, text in your name for a chance to win. Their next home game is going to be September 24th. So be sure to tune in on the 22nd and the 23rd for a chance to win some tickets. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he supports the decision to fire the chief of the Uvalde School District Police Department.
He responded incorrectly to what happened, and it led to a greater loss of life, and it was appropriate that he was terminated.
And the governor says Pete Arredondo didn't follow the protocols adopted after the Columbine shooting years ago that requires law enforcement to go to the shooter and eliminate them as soon as possible. Suspect on the loose after a shooting at a DMV in South Carolina. This happened just outside of Charleston today. Berkeley County Sheriff Dwayne Lewis says two people were shot. However, police saying the building itself not a target and didn't have anything to do with an angry customer. Tobacco company Juul now shelling out about $500 million for marketing its vape products to teenagers. Juul agreed to pay over $438 million. It's part of a settlement with 34 different states. The settlement also forces the e-cigarette manufacturer to comply with strict terms and limit their marketing and sales practices. And Google announcing that they're hosting their fall hardware event coming up in October. The company will be showcasing its new Pixel 7 and Pixel 7 Pro phones, as well as the Pixel Watch, which apparently is Google's first ever smartwatch. So if you want the latest on tech, Bobby, the latest cell phones, you'll have to look into them.
I'm an Apple person, so it's not interesting.
There's two types of people. There's Apple people and Android people, and you got to pick a side. I get it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple other out there, but not really. It's Android. When I first got an iPhone, a friend of mine also, I did not get an iPhone. I had a BlackBerry forever. I was a BlackBerry person, and then I switched to Palm Pilot, and I loved the Palm, and I kept the BlackBerries and the Palms, and everybody else was moving to iPhones and Androids, and I stayed with my Palm as long as I could. And finally, one time, I was like, okay, I'll switch to this virtual keyboard device. Even though I think it's going to be temporary, you know, that was like 10 years ago and here it's still around. And, so I first bought an Android and my friend had purchased one at the same time and they used to have an iPhone and they were like, this is junk. They're like, we need to take our phones back. I was like, wow, I think this is actually pretty cool. I like the way it works and everything. And they go, they're like, I'm telling you, just take it back. You're going to appreciate it. I said, why? I like the way the phone works. And they said, because I'm telling you, after having an iPhone, this Android is like an iPhone knockoff. That's what they told me. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll trade it in if you say so. And I traded it in, and I've been happy ever since. Just stay with the Apple. So I know Androids have so many more features than Apples have, though, and their phones are frankly cooler in a lot of different ways, but I'm like all Apple, all in. I got the Apple HomePod, got the Apple iPhones, iPads, Mac, MacBook Pro. I'm all in now. Are you Apple or are you Android?
I am an Android person. I've never had any Apple device in my whole life.
In the whole life?
My whole life, wow. Never an Apple product. And I'm in a divided house because, you know, uh-oh, I'm the only person that is Android. Everybody else has iPhones and all of that. I'm the only one. The only holdout.
Oh, boy. You're the black sheep in the family there. So.
Yep.
All right. Gracie, you Android or you Apple?
I'm Apple all the way. Yeah, just because once you get one thing, you have to get everything else so it all connects and just makes life
all
easier.
All talks
apparently,
exactly.
I'm the black sheep here, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Well, roads are looking pretty good on our major highways, I-10 and I-110. We're not seeing anything to slow us down. We are still seeing slowdowns on Navarre Parkway. It's going to be eastbound direction near Harvest Village Court. So just keep that in mind. See something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, I have a little bit of an update on the Hunter Biden scandal situation. Like, what? I thought I was dead, Bobby. Oh, no, it's not. And I'll share with you a quick update on that story next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. So if you recall, about a month ago, maybe it was almost a month and a half ago now, Senator Chuck Grassley came out with a report that the FBI has a whistleblower who said the FBI was covering up Hunter Biden stories, or they were burying Hunter Biden laptop information. New information has come about pertaining to an ex-FBI agent's role in shutting down the Biden laptop probe. Basically, there was a guy, Timothy Thibault, who left the bureau last month under mysterious circumstances. So basically there is another guy named Tony Bobulinski, who is the whistleblower. He's one of the whistleblowers. And he's saying that this Timothy Thibault guy is the guy who tried to bury the laptop. He's the guy who did that. And now all of a sudden he hid intel from the whistleblower on Hunter and Joe Biden, and both their dealings with Hunter's corrupt past and corrupt dealings. And so now he's been summarily dismissed all of a sudden.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here as always. Really do appreciate it. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text us 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. There is, we were talking about Apple versus Android. So far, at least in this environment here, two out of three are Apple users. And we were talking about the new Google products that are just coming out. New smartwatch, new phones, things like that. Good point here. Thank you very much for this reminder. I did see this earlier as well. The Apple keynote is tomorrow. It's supposed to introduce new iPhones and things like that. Yeah, absolutely. Then let's see here. Bands on the Beach tonight. Jordan Chase will be out there. Jordan Chase is from Pensacola. Born in Pensacola, he's an up-and-coming blues and soul singer. So thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority for putting on bands on the beach. And while you're out there, stop by the Cat Country Tent to spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you to start off. Let's go with that special master decision the judge went ahead and approved for President Trump. It could delay the FBI investigation into Trump by months, if not years. We talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show. The nuclear inspector's report from the UN on the power plant in Ukraine that keeps getting shut down, they said there was violated nuclear standards, and they're calling for a protection zone for that Ukraine power plant. And the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss, had her first speech today, and she vowed to tackle the energy crisis, the ailing economy, and cut taxes in the UK. She said something along the lines of she was elected as a conservative. She's going to govern as a conservative. So there you go. That's Liz Truss is her name. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Pensacola Blue Wahoos were off last night, of course. They're going to pick up a game tonight. They're in Tennessee for their six-game series, and they will. That game is at 6:15. You can check it out on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Then in Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Boston Red Sox tonight. Miami Marlins are playing the Phillies. And the Atlanta Braves are playing the Oakland A's. And there's U.S. Open tennis continues on ESPN and ESPN Plus, because ESPN 2 is going to be the WNBA. One of the big ones I think to pay attention to, 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN, 18-year-old American Coco Gauff is playing Caroline Garcia, so in the quarterfinals. So that's one I know a lot of people are paying attention to. Then in other sports news, the beer-chugging babe at the U.S. Open is going viral again. Last year she went viral because she saw herself on the big cam, like on the Jumbotron or whatever, and she immediately grabbed her boyfriend or her husband or whatever, her significant other's beer, and just chugged it on the camera. She just did it super fast in order to, you know, before the Jumbotron went off of her. Well, that video went viral, and she was in attendance again this year. Camera panned onto her, and as soon as she saw it, she grabbed the beer and chugged it again, and now that one's going viral as well. Okay. Then in other sports news, the new AP men's football poll has come out, top 25. Georgia knocked Oregon out of the AP poll. They fell out of the poll. Georgia has moved up to number 2 behind Alabama. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers have signed Montrezl Harrell, who won the sixth man of the year, playing for Doc Rivers with the Clippers. And the Chicago Bears say they're ready to get out of the cold. They're looking to build a state-of-the-art enclosed stadium. And if they can't build it in Chicago, they will move to one of the suburbs to build it. So it sounds like those rumors, that buzz that's been going on, looks like it's real. Because initially, if you recall, the Chicago mayor said something along the lines of like, hey, we want to build a new stadium, an enclosed stadium. And then the Bears came out and said, no, we're not interested in doing that. Well, now they've come out and go, okay, yes, we want to get out of the cold. We want to have an enclosed stadium. So there you go. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are still seeing slowdowns on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be due to an accident. The scene of the accident is just off of Harvest Village Court. This is right near the neighborhood Walmart, and the slowdowns are in the eastbound direction. Other than that, we're looking good with I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, all checking and clear. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, by the way, here's another pretty big story, I think. And that is and that is that the Major League Baseball Players Association has had more than 50% of minor leaguers who are going to sign, who basically signed in favor of unionization. So they want to unionize. This is minor league players. So there's a there's a minor league baseball union that's starting to develop. So the Major League Baseball Players Association just came out and said, okay, what's your interest in joining a union, a minor league baseball union? And apparently over 50% immediately said, yeah, they would be willing to join the Minor League Baseball Association's union. So in a couple other stories here, I want to bring this up. We've been talking about the energy crisis. It's one of the top stories again today, the energy crisis in California. Governor Newsom now coming out and saying that, you know what, there is there's a very real risk of having a blackout, of having blackouts. And we talked about on Friday that the person who run, or the organization that runs the electric grid in California, basically asked people to start conserving electricity, including your electric vehicles. And I was like, wow, we're not even a week out from the governor signing a bill that bans gas-powered vehicles in the state of California in 2035. So basically, like on Monday or Tuesday, governor signs a bill saying no gas-powered vehicles after 2035. On Friday of the same week, the electric grid operator says, and by the way, and also don't charge your electric vehicles. It's using too much electricity, and we're going to start having blackouts. And I'm like, it's almost like they just don't want you to have a car in California. Entering today's story from Jalopnik.com. New California bill is will pay residents $1,000 to not own a car. So there you go. So there it is. They don't want you to own a vehicle. No gas-powered vehicle, no electric vehicle. We'll pay you $1,000 if you don't own a vehicle. The problem is California is not set up like, say, New York City. They don't have this mass public transit. It's not a, they don't have walkable cities and things like that. So they're trying to push people to not have vehicles, but that's not how their state was established. That's not how the cities were set up. But there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I got one more story I want to share with you, and that is pertaining to Mitch McConnell and Rick Scott. They basically last week, they're starting to become yet another feud between Rick Scott and Mitch McConnell. I've talked about this before, which was their, basically, I just personal opinion, just by things I'm seeing, I really think that Rick Scott, from, you know, from here in Florida, is trying to go after Mitch McConnell's leadership seat. Whether he's minority leader or majority leader, doesn't matter. He's trying to be the Republican leader in the Senate. And I've seen this at, you know, last year when he rolled out his little like 12-point plan to restore America or whatever. And Mitch McConnell came and goes, that does not represent Republicans. That just represents Rick Scott. And Rick Scott said, nope, it does represent Republicans. This should be our platform. Mitch McConnell's like, no, I will tell us what our platform is. That it started then. Then last week when Mitch McConnell said he was concerned that some of the the House might flip, but he doesn't think the Senate will because we have weak candidates in the Senate. And then Rick Scott came out and blasted him, basically saying, you're not a cheerleader. You're not a good enough cheerleader for the Senate candidates. We have good Senate candidates. You're not being a good cheerleader for them. So it's just continued to ramp up. And even further. So just yesterday, even more so, he just reiterated, we have great candidates. Look at the background of these people. These are wonderful individuals that believe in this country and they believe in the right things. We're going to win, but we've got to raise our money. We've got to raise our money and then we'll win. And so that was basically what he's trying to say is, then he tied it to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is, by basically saying these candidates are weak, you are weakening the position to raise funds for those candidates. And so, oh boy, And that's the message. So that message doesn't resonate with you and me necessarily, but that message resonates with other Senate candidates and other senators who are currently Republicans in the U.S. Senate, because it's a big game. Play right, do the things that you do, and we'll take care of you. We'll raise money to help you get reelected. And what Mitch McConnell is, what Rick Scott is saying right now is Mitch McConnell won't have your back like I will. I'm telling you, he's vying for his position, his leadership position. All right, what are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around.
Now it's all good, babe. Roll out backward, babe. And let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here that says, I had a dream a few months back where I drove to California and they wouldn't let me in the state because my car was a diesel. That dream's starting to sound more and more realistic by the day. Yes, it is, actually. Got another text here. I'm 60, but we need to get rid of the old leaders, Mitch McConnell, etc. I tell you what, I haven't really even talked about this that much in the 4 years I've been on the air here in Pensacola, but I am a massive advocate for term limits. The whole concept and idea that people make a career out of being a politician in Washington, D.C. drives me bonkers. It's as if, like, you're the only one that can do the job for the state. You're the only one that can do the job for the people in your legislative district. Come on. No. And I think having fresh blood gives new fresh ideas, fresh perspective. Also, I think it gives more, having fresh new people in on a regular basis would create more allegiance to the Constitution and to the role of the different elements of government. For example, the U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate's whole job is to protect states' rights. And yet they don't consistently. And yet there's no consequence because the reelection rate is like 95%. It's crazy. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're still seeing slowdowns right now, Bobby, on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be right off of Harvest Village Court in the eastbound direction. This is due to an accident. So keep that in mind. You are going to see some major slowdowns there. Nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point and I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, September is National Preparedness Month, and it's also the peak of hurricane season. That means the smart move is making sure you're ready for a big storm, even though it's been a calm season so far.
Well, this year has remained relatively calm. Experts still project an active season.
And that's Attorney General Ashley Moody. She says don't let your guard down. She's, of course, just advising everybody to know your evacuation routes, make sure your hurricane kit is stocked.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick here, I saw a new study that looked into the rudest cities in America. They didn't ask travelers. They actually surveyed residents of the 30 largest metro areas in the United States and asked them about their own rudeness level. Do you think your city's rude? I mean, they were asking people that specifically. Coming in numero uno, Philadelphia. Now, I can tell you as a traveler and a visitor to cities and going to seeing sports games in Philadelphia, yeah, rudest. And they even know it themselves, Philadelphia. Followed by Memphis, New York City, Vegas, and then Boston. No Florida places on the top 10 list. But here's the interesting. You know who's from Philadelphia? The rudest city in America? Will Smith. So with that, here's an update on The Slap. Chris Rock was on Dave Chappelle. He was in Dave Chappelle, and they were doing a stand-up tour. They did a little interview with each other. Dave Chappelle asked him, did that hurt? And he says, you're dang right it hurt. The MF-er hit me over a BS joke. The nicest joke I ever told, too. And Dave Chappelle said this, and I thought this was interesting. He says, Will Smith did the impression of a perfect person for 30 years. And then he ripped his mask off and showed us that he was as ugly as the rest of us. He goes, whatever the consequences are, I just hope he doesn't put that mask back on. Let his real face breathe for a while, because I see myself in both men. Then a few days later, Chris Rock took the stage to do his stand-up tour. And, you know, Will Smith posted an apology video back in July. And Chris Rock says this to about that apology video. He says, you can keep your effing hostage video. Ouch. Okay. Starting to fight back a little bit right there. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
If you can puke on demand, there's a company in the Netherlands looking for a part-time employee who can puke on demand. It's a job at a clinic that treats different types of phobias and things like that. So, okay.